What about presidents? Did he and did you interact or?
Well, that's a good question. I did. I knew General Eisenhower quite well. Dad had an avocation towards golf and belonged to a country club there in Indian Wells, Palm Springs, California, called El Dorado. This was in my early years of college, and he oftentimes played golf with President Eisenhower and his aide, who was another general. And so I played golf with Eisenhower, and I enjoyed him so much because of the stories he would tell about the war. We would go into the locker room afterwards, and he would talk about the war, and I would just sit there with bug eyes and open ears. It was really tremendous being around a great person as that. You know, he would talk about the other people as well. He would talk about MacArthur, or he'd talk about other generals like Patton, Omar Bradley. And
you remember any comments like what he thought of MacArthur? Or?
Well, he was in a different theater of it, so he just mentioned that he was sort of a difficult person to get along with, as was George Patton. But he had good men around him, such as Omar Bradley and some of the other generals that helped him with the Normandy invasion all the way to Berlin. Dad was so close to him that my father was the second person from Oklahoma to become a member in Augusta National Golf Club. In those days, Cliff Roberts, who was the chairman, would come around to the members to ask them to do things, such as build a cottage. So they built a cottage down that Augusta called the Eisenhower Cottage, and Dad paid for 25% of it. And these cottages, John, I can describe to you as being very lovely one-story homes. I mean, they would have basements and sometimes two stories. But they were pretty good-sized homes. I don't know the number of square feet, but I would have been happy to have that home when I first came out of the service. It was about twice as big as what my home was. He did that and played golf many times with Eisenhower at Augusta.
Do you happen to remember one story that may have stood out that Eisenhower related?
I remember specifically what a poor putter he was. And we were partners. He could be 3 feet from the hole and putt, and he'd wind up 9 feet the other side of it. He had no sense of logistics at all. He could play good driving the ball and hitting an iron. We put him on the putting green. I don't know whether his nerves got to him or what, you know, from all the wartime experiences he had. But
what, he was shooting in the 80s? Or
he shot in the 80s, and Eisenhower and I, in this match that I vividly recall, we beat my dad in this general. So I cherish those experiences that I had.
So you would have been how old about that time?
I think I was in college years.
Wow.
He also knew President Johnson to some degree, and he found him very difficult in the sense of not being a good listener. He just gave Dad the time of day, and I think it bothered Dad a great deal because Dad felt like he was in an industry so important to the growth and development of the economy, and particularly with President Johnson being from Texas, that he should respect the ideas and innovations relative to leaders in the oil industry. He also was a good friend, I should say, of the senior George Bush, because George Bush originally started out in Midland, Texas, before he went to Houston. So Dad knew him quite well, and I was able to meet not only George Sr., because of my dad, but also later on my own, met George W. I think he enjoyed Mr. Bush Sr. a great deal, had a great deal of respect for him.
Back to Eisenhower one more time. Did he have this soft kind of demeanor, nothing gruff about him?
Nothing gruff at all, no.
Easygoing, and you felt relaxed around him?
Very much, yeah. I mean, he just was a very kind individual, as I thought of him. He was low-key, talked softly, and was not imposing at all.